Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, glory to God. You have joined the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Our motto is whether broken are made whole by God.
Hallelujah.
Our biblical foundation is found in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, verses 1 through 6. Hallelujah. And the word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise, hallelujah, and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my word. Then I arose and went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheel. And the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name today, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that includes us. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord today. We glorify his name today.
I can see the glory of the King.
God says, I love you with a love. God bless you, love you, Lord. Hallelujah, God bless you. God bless you, love you with the love. God bless you, love you. God bless you, love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you with the love of the Lord.
And I love you with the love of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we restart every day dedicating it and consecrating it to the Lord. Meeting him, hallelujah, with the attitude of gratitude. Because your attitude determines your altitude. Hallelujah. I took 3-4 minutes and I saw on one thing. Y'all gonna have to excuse the housekeeping suggestions on this afternoon. I want to encourage you to go to our website, church website, rymmi.org. You say, what is that? Well, that's our current organization, but it's also us. Yeah. You know, and I'm gonna tell you, it's our international ministry. You go there and you'll see the vision, the entire vision of the Promise House Church and Renewing My Ministries International. Hallelujah. And then we have a GoFundMe page because I tell you, it would be lovely. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to speak it out of my mind. It would be lovely to move into a new building and don't have a mortgage. That's our building front. GoFundMe.com. And then you put in RYMMI, Renewing My Ministries International, and you'll see our pictures come up and what we're doing. And one of the things we're thanking God for, the new facility, hallelujah, the daycare center with its own private entrance, the classrooms and the offices, the awesome sanctuary and the fully equipped kitchen and the hallelujah, the large fellowship hall, the parking lot, and the grassy area outside of the church, hallelujah, so the children can play safely. We thank God for all of that. We also thank God for the secure shower stations, the north, east, south, and west Baltimore, so homeless can have a place where they can freshen up and get on clean clothes and get fed. And we want to do this. Hallelujah, to minister to, there's a bunch of folks out there that love the Lord and they found themselves in a situation. We want to minister to God's people and everybody else.
Amen.
Hallelujah, glory to God. No respect to a person. So we thank God for that. We thank God, hallelujah, for the first, second, and third Sundays of the month is the Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah, headed by Elder T.B. Stevenson. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. And on the fourth Sunday, they have the youth corner where they show what they've learned and sing songs and make presentations, all that kind of good stuff. Hallelujah. Then the first and second Sundays of the month, we also have Pastor's Corner, but we also have the Potter's House Challenge. And we had a challenge today. Hallelujah. We'll continue the challenge on next week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And also, the fourth Sunday of every month is when we have a speaker other than yours truly, glory to God. Whether, hallelujah, guest speaker or someone from our own. And this, the fourth Sunday, we are having Elder T.B. Stevenson speak. Hallelujah. Yes. The gifting of God through Elder T.B. Stevenson. We thank. And then after the spiritual meal, we'll have a natural meal, a free fellowship meal. So come and join us on the fourth Sunday. The third Sunday, hallelujah, we have the birthday corner headed by Sister Angie. Hallelujah, we thank God for her. Hallelujah, she would let me forget that. Thank you for hallelujah. Glory to God. Now when there's a month that has a fifth Saturday, we have a super Saturday.
Yes.
And the Good News Youth Club goes out and does something special. And last month was had a fifth Saturday, and we went down to the left of the market. We had a sign. They know who we are now. It's always spoke with the T-shirts, the yellow T-shirts and yellow hats. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're on the map, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But more importantly, Jesus on the map. Hallelujah. And he on the main line. And you can tell him what you want. Come on now. Hallelujah. So that's the fifth Saturday. Every month I have the fifth Saturday. The Good News Youth Club is going to be doing. And you say, well, what in the world is the Good News Youth Club? The Good News Youth Club is Children's Church Plus. And the plus is that Saturday activity. Hallelujah. So we thank God for that. And then when we have a fifth Sunday, hallelujah, it's ministered to your family day. We don't have a live service. You? That's right. We don't have a live service. See, the family came before the church.
That's right.
So we're putting it back where it belongs. And we ministered to every head of time. We didn't have a fifth Sunday also last month, and it was a wonderful time with our family. I don't know about yours, but we had a wonderful time. So praise the Lord. Come on, Sandy. You see, my wife is not here now. Because my wife is here, she'd be cleaning up. If he was, she'd be cleaning up. Hallelujah. Now, see, y'all got to come. You got to come to service one day and find out what we're doing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Look here. Hallelujah. Look, I know I didn't cover everything, but that's all. Oh, yes. Okay. Tuesday, we have Bible study. And then we're also getting, that's at 7 p.m., and we're also getting ready for our fourth semester of the Institute of Biblical Learning, which would start the first Tuesday in June. Y'all got to register because there's a limit of how many people we can have. So y'all need to call 443-416-1201 or text that, and Pastor Peters will get to you and let you know the ins and ands and buts about that signing up for the Institute of Biblical Learning. We're learning a whole lot, I'm going to say. Even the instructors are learning a whole lot. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. So we thank God for that. But in the meantime, now, hallelujah, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. is the Bible study. Join us. Hallelujah. Yeah. And the Bible study number is the same number as the number for morning worship. It's 720. Mm-hmm. 527. 5952. Again, 720-527-5952. And the access code is 103-4545. And then on Wednesdays, we have midweek service. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah at 7 p.m. Hallelujah. Glory. And just hallelujah. Join us on that. And also this week is the second Friday of the month. We have Men's and Women's Fellowship on this coming Friday at 7 p.m. Y'all need to check us out. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop there, y'all, because I know I'm leaving something out, but that's all right. Y'all pray for me. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the housekeeping suggestions on today. We ask that you add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on this afternoon. Hallelujah. 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 Now, Pastor Peters usually does the Pastor's Corner.
Yes.
We have somebody sitting in for Pastor Peters. Now, I know he can't feel her feet, because I think, I don't know, but I put it this way, his feet might be bigger than hers. I don't know. But at this time, I want to present to all of you and introduce to some of our visitors, hallelujah, none other than Minister Jerry Cleveland. Hallelujah.
Good morning, Saints.
Good morning.
This is a wonderful, wonderful, yeah. This is a wonderful opportunity, like Pastor Bishop said.
Not that he got one.
I can not feel her shoes. Left job, but I can only do what God tells me to do and say what my father tells me to say. So far, I'm doing okay because I'm still in the scripture.
But say it in the mic for us so the people in the radio land can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I cannot feel her shoes. I love the way she does it, but I can only say what my father gives me to say and do only what he gives me to do.
All right.
Amen. I heard Tim Copeland say that one time.
Right.
Let God, I heard Jesus say it first, though.
It's the original
thing. So, here's what, bless God. Father, thank you for the word coming forth today. Thank you that you are in charge, that you are under your leadership, and that I will only say what your spirit gives me to say.
Amen.
And do only what you tell me to do, and after that, I sit down.
Amen. Amen.
The anointed will lift, and I will sit down. Bless God.
Amen.
I want to talk a little bit about prayer today.
Yes.
The power of prayer.
All right.
Amen.
The power of prayer is a power that God has given us that I don't think we fully understand and accept its fulfillment in our life, its power in our life, its authority in our life.
Yes.
But those people who get up 7 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning for prayer.
All right, now.
While I'm just heading out the door, standing in the door with my prayer, getting ready to go to work, those people understand the power and authority of prayer. You get up that time of the morning, you got to understand, you got to know something.
Amen.
And I admire those people who pray all hours of the night, all hours of the day, because they understand what God has given them, the sword that God has given them, the utensils that God has given them, the fighting power
that
God has given them. They understand that. And they understand as well that without this power and without his authority backing them, they are out there with nothing.
Amen.
But armed with what he's given them, they have everything
that
they need. And Paul understood that. Paul, when he was in prison, he said, this is Philippians 1:12, but I would that ye understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather than upon the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all powers and in all other places. And I want to go down to 19, because 19, which says, for I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayers and supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Paul understood that the power of prayer is going to turn the situation that he's in.
That's right.
He is in a bad way. If we had to look at this, or if we've ever known anybody who was in this kind of strait or this kind of challenge, they would understand that even though the power of prayer, even though the power of prayer is on them, the power of prayer can still and will always be able to turn the situation, whatever it was. I have on many occasions looked at things, and you have too, and you said, oh my God, how is this going to work? This is going to end up like this. And already in our minds, we have the ending before we get off good with the footing. We believe that we know traditional wise, how it's going to end up.
Uh-huh.
But we haven't prayed yet.
All right.
You haven't prayed yet. The people on the wall, your prayer partners, your prayer team, they haven't prayed yet. You haven't called them. Y'all haven't talked 7 o'clock in the morning and started praying yet. Because if you've seen that testimony before, you know that God has done it before and He can do it again. So you know that once you get with your prayer partners, once you get with the people on the wall, that y'all can turn this situation
around.
By doing what? By prayer. The power of prayer. We cannot underestimate the power that God has given us through prayer. It's an invisible power. It's a power that the Goliath would look at and say, "You want a rock to a sword fight?" And then you say, "Oh, but the rock is anointed. The rock is from God. The rock holds the authority of the power of God." Watch what it will be. And he stuck that thing around and it hit him. He probably, I don't know that you could have aimed that well. And it hit him right in between the places where that helmet was guarded. And it went right through that opening and knocked him out. Not only did it bring him to the ground, but it allowed the power of prayer, the power that God has given him, allowed him to go take the sword, which was probably every bit the weight that he was, bring it up and chop off the giant's head. That is the power of prayer. That is the power that you have. You. And the power that you have. Ladies, brothers and sisters, the power of prayer is beyond anything that we could think or imagine. Now, we look at heaven and we say, "Oh, heaven is like this, it's gorgeous, it's beautiful, and it has these angels floating all around." And God has told us it's beyond anything that you could ever think or imagine.
Yes, Lord.
But he'll say the same thing to you about prayer.
It's
beyond anything that you could ever think or imagine. It's power. It's endless. And it's something that we have to practice.
Hallelujah.
We have to practice.
Hallelujah.
You know, somebody said one time, you know, somebody said, "Oh, I need prayer. I need prayer." "Okay, well, I'm going to pray for you. Because you need the prayer and I need the practice."
Okay.
So, you know, and just with anything, like anything else, if you're a music person, you got to practice. If you're going to be any good at it, you got to practice.
Yeah.
If you're a teacher or a preacher, you got to practice. I'm practicing on y'all right now. All right? If you're gonna succeed and it's gonna work and it's from the power of God, you have got to practice. So prayer is a practicing art.
Yes.
All right? Don't think it's because it builds a relationship.
Yes.
And you want to build a relationship with the one who has the power. You want to build a relationship with God. God is the one who has the power, and you want him to know your name.
Yes.
You want him to enforce whatever it is he has given you here in the earth. You need him, and you want him to enforce it in heaven. You, in other words, you want him to back you up.
That's right.
You want him. That's why you only want to say what he gives you to say, and you only want to do what he tells. My father tells me. That's exactly what the scripture says. I only do what my father gives me to do, and I only say what my father gives me to say. And that way, we stay in the boundary, in the line that we're supposed to be in. Now, I'm going to take a look real quick at Mark. Let's take a quick look at Mark.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we're going to look at Mark real quick. Let's see, Mark 135.
Mm-hmm.
Mark 135. I've seen I see, and I know that you have too. Mark 1:35. We look at things and we see them with the physical eyes, and we say, "Oh my God, this is not going to end well." But then somebody prays and turns it around. Y'all have seen that turnaround. And our prayers do not just happen like so suddenly. This ministry, it can do that, but this ministry was birthed through prayers. And all of God's ministry was birthed through prayers.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, before you get here, they're supported with your prayers.
Hallelujah.
All right, when you come in, you get here early.
Hallelujah.
You're back in the ministry for the day with your prayer.
Hallelujah.
You're supporting it with your prayer. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
All right, so we don't just come in and sit down. We come in, sit down, and we start praying.
Hallelujah.
So that we reduce the enemy from off of what God has, what God wants to do here.
Okay.
And we push him out. And we defeat him before he can get started.
Amen.
What did you say? 1:35, right?
Yep.
Okay. 1:35. And in the morning, this supports what I was just talking about. And in the morning, rising up a great deal before day, he, Jesus, went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So Jesus knew the value of early prayer, getting up early and starting the day with prayer. Not only that, but he went out to a solitary place. It was not a congregational prayer. It was a single prayer, a one-on-one prayer. And that leads to a one-on-one relationship. So he's communicating with the Father. He's communicating with his Father, who gives him what to do and what to say. And as we know, communication is the important fact in a relationship.
Amen.
You stop talking to your wife.
Amen.
You stop talking to your husband.
Amen.
You stop talking to the people who live in the house with you, and the relationship starts to go spiral downward. So prayer or communication is key to any kind of relationship. Keep supporting the relationship or building the relationship. If you want to know something, you want to get to know somebody, Scripture tells us to show yourself friendly.
Amen.
So you go over, you show yourself friendly, and you communicate with that person, and you eventually can build and will build a relationship. You find a commonality. What is the commonality? Jesus.
Amen.
You know, I go to church. I'm a Christian. I'm a born-again believer. I'm a born-blah-blah. However the conversation goes, it all ends up in the hands of God.
Hallelujah.
So, 1:35. He knew the value of going to the scripture called the secret place. Yes. The private place. The prayer closet.
Yeah.
And do what?
Pray.
Shut the door. Mm-hmm. Yeah, shut the door. You don't want any interruptions.
Hallelujah.
You don't want anything that's going to be interfering. Let me tell you something. Can I say this to John?
Yes.
Okay. Y'all pray for me. I'm about to tell you. Y'all know I substitute. Y'all know I work.
Mm-hmm.
With teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a praying right there. That's a reading of prayer right there.
Hallelujah.
And I've got some classes where the kids come in, sit down, get their work, look at the board, and da-da-da-da-da. Okay, this is what we're doing today. Da-da-da-da-da. And then the enemy shows up.
Yeah.
It's always late.
Okay.
And so he comes and the door's already closed. He got to knock on the door. Okay, that's a distraction. from what we got, because we already got started. We already rolling.
Right.
So we got to stop and go ahead to the door for here. Then he comes in singing and dancing and attracting all kinds of attention. He is subverting the attention that should be going to the lesson over to him.
Yeah.
And that's what the enemy does.
Yeah.
Yep.
He wants the attention that God, that's what got him in trouble in the end. He wanted God's place. He wanted God to love. He wanted to rule.
Yep.
And he wanted to reign. And that's what God had kicked out. God said, no, you're not coming out of my place. I'm the creator here.
Yeah.
You know, you're not thinking about attention. You're not taking my power. You're not taking my stuff. You're not, as a matter of fact, get out of here. Take them out. That's what I feel like. When he comes knocking on the door and wants to distract our students, the ones who are doing what they're supposed to be doing, and the ones who are working and getting the job done, here he comes. He wants to subvert their attention and put it on him. And I don't want it. I don't want a man with that attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I want him there, but I want him there in his place where he's supposed to be and start doing what he's supposed to be. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Yes.
Those of you who have children know that's right.
Yes.
Yeah, because there's always one. But in this case, Paul was told, this is going to be turned around because of the prayers of the righteous.
Hallelujah.
Because of the prayers of the saints.
Hallelujah.
And the prayers of the righteous and the saints, most of us are here.
Hallelujah.
Because of the prayers of our fathers, our grandfathers, our great-grandparents. So when we leave the scene, that does not disappear.
Hallelujah.
Those prayers, those living words, continue to live on. That's how the saints of old were able to say your father and your father's father and five generations. There's no nothing different between then and now. Because we do or should be or could be doing the same thing. Your mother, your father, your generation, your five generations down the road. Yes. And then they come along and they say, oh, my God, in a world like today, how are we able to say it?
Right.
How are we able to do it? It was because of your great, great, great generational prayer. It's still flowing. So I'm just going to wrap it up right here.
Amen.
With this thought, and I want to leave you with this thought, that prayer never leaves. They never go. They are always in operation.
Amen.
If you pray and you're saying what the Father gives you to say,
amen,
and you're doing what the Father gives you to do,
amen,
the prayers of the righteous will continue to avail much.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Come on,
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Come
over this way.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
you.
Hallelujah. Will you care over this? Somebody pray for me.
Drum major for backsliding.
Bring them back, Lord.
Amen.
And guess what God did? James 5:16 says, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail much.
Amen.
And when the praises go up,
blessed
go there. Of course, he inhabits the praise of his people.
Yes.
And right now, we're not doing this at the end of the service. We're going to do it right now. We're going to pray for others. We're going to put people's names up into the atmosphere of blessing. We're going to say their names out aloud right now, because that initiates spiritual reality. When you have something in your heart and you speak it out of your mouth, a lot of people don't know the word of God was written to be spoken or sung out loud. A lot of folks didn't know that. You can't read the word in your heart and expect it to do what it was supposed to do. You speak out of your mouth, and then you let it do what it do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ray Charles said that.
Yes.
He didn't know what he was saying. Because when you speak the word of God aloud, when you bring him into remembrance of what he said, the word of God is alive, and it'll do what it do.
Yes.
Come on, hallelujah.
Yes.
So I'm going to play a selection, the prayer, in the background.
Yes.
And I want you to begin to articulate, begin to name names. Start with your family that work out. You claim everybody in your family for the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Job 22:28, you can decree a thing and it shall be established. We're going to do that right now. We decree salvation in our entire family. It's called household salvation. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the prayer we are about to pray right now. We say, come thy kingdom. Be done thy will in the life of our family. Make it personal. Now, I'm going to make it personal, as you know. I'm going to make it personal. Me and my family. My wife, Peaches, myself. Hallelujah. Nikki, Daniel. Pam, Chris, Tiny Earl, Tavon. I don't hear you calling out your family. You want your family saved? Act like you want that. Call us. You say, well, everybody talking at one time, and we might not understand. It's not for you to understand. We talk to the Father God.
Yes.
He is millions at a time.
Yes.
But I don't know a little bit quickly. Hallelujah. Yeah, my wife, she, myself. Nikki, Daniel, Pam, Chris, and Keith, Tiny, Earl, Kay, my family, Kill, Lisa, Keisha, Michael, and Mark, and Aaron, Allen, Nicholas, and Darby, and Blessy, Elijah, Malachi, David, Jahoom, Emmanuel, Evelyn, Samara, Travion, Hoskins, Elsa, Aiden, EJ, Ezekiel, Kai, Zane, Dominic, Lord, Darcy, Jake, Junior, Julie, Janine, Jarrell, Viola, Lewis, Felicia, Regina, Dwight, Corey, Antonio, Dexter, Barron, Rachel, Birdie, Tristan, Damon, Precious, hallelujah, Pebbles, hallelujah, Lorena, Spencer Johnson, Joseph Atkins, Anna James, Tony, Ricky Bird, Sarah Bright, hallelujah, Juliet, Andrea, David, Dina and family, Linda, Ginger, Will, DeSandra, Brendan family, hallelujah, Bryce, Daniel, LeBron, D'Artagnan, Tommy Owens and family, Willie, King, Fred, Chase, King, hallelujah, Maya, the Bush, South, Bush, Bush, King, Elwood, Ernest, David, Geneva and family, Cousin Tom, Cousin, Pumpkin and family, Angela Wood family, Patty Collins and family, Walter Allen and family, James Wood and family, Karen Jones and family, Danny and the family, Rose, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the word, Shabbat Shabbat, Kodesh. And we keep his people in his family. Hallelujah. Evangelist Julie and family. Minister Linda and family. Hallelujah. Holy King here. Hallelujah. Prophet Cynthia and family. Hallelujah. Sister Angie and family. Hallelujah. Birthday King, Mother of the Month. Elizabeth. Adrian Styles family. Hallelujah. 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 Sister Camilla and family. Sister Tiffany and family. For everybody who appreciates my shout out that way. Lorenzo Bedford and family, Sheila Bedford and family, Holly Blackwell and family, so here for Boko Shastana. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, Pastor Jason Woodford and family, Pastor John Street and family, Pastor Tom Swin and family. Hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O Lord. We glorify your name. We thank you, Lord. And Father God, we don't know what we should pray for as we want, but your Holy Spirit does. So we thank you, Lord, for your our prayer language. So in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Leslie and Don Gobar family. Valerie and Tony Montana family.
To see all I ever really wanted was you. There were times I didn't know.
Jesus, hallelujah. Put up your books,
hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord. By your beautiful book, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put up your books, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise your name, O God. We glorify your name, O God. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. For everyone that's here, we thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, and following. We thank you, Lord, every family represented today. Oh God, Mary, oh God, Ruby Smith and family. Hallelujah, Mandy and Darlene and Gary. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Harry Warsaw and family. Gary Don Wilson and family. Put all the saints in the name of the Lord. We decree and declare in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord. Everybody say,
amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, it feels good praying for others. Because the seed that you sow is the crop you grow. And the manner that you give is going to be given to you again, but it's going to be pressed down, shaken together, heaped up and running over.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So we thank God for that opportunity. And right now, hallelujah, it's time for Holy Communion. Yes, we do Holy Communion every service. The reason we do Holy Communion every service is because it's the meal that heals.
Yes.
It's the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. Hallelujah. But I'm checking in. Our text on today is found where?
1 Corinthians 11:23.
23 and 30. Yes, 3:30. See, God wants you to get an opportunity to do Holy Communion with somebody else.
Yeah.
You go visit the sick. You don't want them to be sick in the hospital. You want them to be well. Is that right?
Yes.
Well, hopefully you want them to be well.
Yeah.
You can take Holy Communion to them. And even if they transition to the absence of the body to be present with the Lord. The last time I saw my mother alive, I went to the hospital and we did Holy Communion. To be able to heal. She has no more pain, no more discomfort. Hallelujah. Jesus wiped the tears from her eyes. Thank you, Lord. One of the greatest things you can ever do is to have COVID community and to share that with somebody else. I know somebody said, well, you have to be ordained in order to do Holy Communion. You have to be a child of the Most High God. It's the meal that heals y'all. 1 Corinthians 11, chapter, verses 22 to 30, says to examine yourself. And when I would hear this, and I've said this several times, when I was a little boy, I know that somebody said, you're never going to live a boy. When I was born, I weighed almost 15 pounds. Let me do it another way. When I was younger.
There you are.
Oh, Lord Jesus. When I don't say it, because I do Holy Communion, I start checking myself out. And so we need to check ourselves out. But one of the things that I did then and I do now, I said this, and I want y'all to join me. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I repent of everything I've said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive me for every sin of omission and commission, as I forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to me, whether real or imagined. We thank the Lord that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. I forgive myself. We forgive a lot of people, but we don't forgive ourselves.
Yes.
Hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We examine ourselves in the light of the Word of God. Isaiah 53:5. He was wounded by our transgressions. He was bruised by our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes we were healed. And if we were healed, for she kept them on Moko Shekiri Boko. If we were healed, Mama Boko Shekiri, we are healed. We are healed. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5b says, he washed our sins in his own blood. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1, 14. Matthew 26, 28 says, hallelujah. We have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Through his blood, our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In the text of today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily. Eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you. And many sleep. Well, for the root Christian, Adonai. That means blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jacob. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Psalms 118, verse 17. Someone come up here, please. Okay, move that cord from under there. Thank you. Okay, there you go. Okay, that's good. Hallelujah. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Receive it in Jesus' name. Number 23:19. God said that he's not a man that he should lie. Neither the son of man that he should repent. But everything he said, everything he spoken out of his mouth, he shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus. What is your getting in the future? Isaiah 55:11. His word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper and with you was sent. We thank you, Lord, for your word today. There is one thing that God puts above himself. It's his word. Psalms 138:2 says so. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, before we go any further, let's lift up the elements of Holy Communion. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you would bless the Lord and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now again, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he has given thanks, and we thank you again, he declared, he broke it and said, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for our healing already, Lord. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Isaiah 61:1-3. Declare that you want to heal us everywhere we live. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. From inside out and outside, and we thank you, Lord, for supernatural greater miracles right now. Cancer's disappearing. Tumors dissolving. Blood-borne pathogenic diseases disappear. High blood pressure coming to normal. Glucose levels coming to normal. Mended bones. New knees, new kidneys. New hearts, new lungs. Thank you, Lord, for healing right now. What else you going to say, King, in my head, I'm going to put it. We thank you, Lord, for your healing right now. From the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from the inside of our outside heads, for supernatural creative miracles. Your word said, Matthew 15:26, 1 John 3:1-2. St. John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children. Y'all need to say, I am your child, Lord. And healing,
and
the bread of
your children.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. For this shepherd. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again for hallelujah. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Let's drink together. Money for a couple of books. Oh, bless you, King. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah 43, verse 26. God, you said, for the Lord is God. God, you said, bring me into remembrance that you may be justified. Be justified by the completed work of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're going to boldly say what you say, God. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you say. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said. When I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt or the world shall ever take you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ today. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. And because of who we are, whose we are, what we are, we boldly share our family doing confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl, and our families, and our father's family, according to Job 22:27-28. And Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, and Romans chapter 8, verse 11, we decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, saved in the hands of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, living clean spiritual teacher machine. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant, we're awesome, we're amazing, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're perfect, we're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now to him who is able to keep us from falling and to then help us before the presence of his glory. Be glory and majesty and dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
James 1, verse 24, 25.
Yes.
Paraphrase a little bit there.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Now, Minister Jerry, I usually ask Pastor Peaches this question. But I'm going to ask, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
What is new? No, I can't do that one.
Thank you.
What time is it? Well, thank you so much. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly. But I seize it with every ounce of steadfast. Use it for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free. Save, give with the Holy Spirit of God. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. and the signs, wonders, and miracles follow in Jesus' name.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the good seed sown today. 30, 60, 100 fold, even 1,000 fold increase and blessings. And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority that tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan and all your satanic cords, we curse you from the moon and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. For you get the praise, you get the glory, and you get the honor in Jesus' name. And let the church say,
amen.
Let the church say, amen.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, Minister Jerry.
Yes, sir.
Can you give us the addresses for the message?
Here are the addresses. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 22. Psalm chapter 135, verses 23 and 24. Psalm chapter 34, verse 18 through 20. Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 3. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 and 20. Psalm chapter 30, verse 5b. 3 John chapter 1, first verse, first chapter, verse 2. John 3, excuse me, 3 John.
3 John, verse 1.
Chapter 1, verse 2.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's the last one. You know, you've heard this scripture before. The last shall be first. Hallelujah. So I'm going to start off with 3 John, 1 and 2. And that scripture says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou would prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. That's what God wants for you. Play a song.
God wants to hear you everywhere, everywhere, yeah. God will see you through. He'll take the pain away.
I want to hear you.
Yes, you do.
Everywhere.
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 Yes,
he will. I shall provide. Each and every day, lift your hands and say, Lord, I need you. I need you right away. I know he will.
Each and every day.
Lift your hands and say, I need you.
Now come on, just lift your hands and begin to thank him for the healing right now.
Hallelujah.
Come on, all over the
world.
Begin to thank him for his healing.
It's
flowing through this building. We speak to organs and tissues all over this building. Everything lined up with the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Listen.
God wants to heal you everywhere,
He cares about your broken bones and your broken heart. He cares about everything, y'all. Don't you ever think that God ain't paying attention to what's going on in your life. See, that's the devil saying that to you. And you know that he's a liar and the father of them. But Jesus said, Minister Jerry, I'm going to call you Pastor Peaches. Can you read the first scripture? Hallelujah. Get to the first scripture. But y'all need to understand this. That he knows when a little, what is a sparrow? Is that the smallest bird?
Yeah.
Little tiny bird. And falls to the ground. He knows that. He knows how many hairs on your head. Why y'all laughing at me? I'm just rubbing my head. He knows the number. And some of y'all trying to be just like God, which is okay. Because some of y'all know there's 788,280 words in the King James Version Bible. Y'all trying to be like Jesus. That's okay. He ain't mad at you. But God sees the sparrow. He sees when he falls. He knows that. When you get to that scripture, say amen.
Amen.
You got the scripture. Go ahead, read it.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised.
Hallelujah. You can read the next scripture, too. The next verse.
To preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, you got to get the context of this. Jesus had just been 40 days in the wilderness being tempted by the devil. But Jesus came out victorious because the devil tried to use the word of God, but in an error way, in a bad way. And Jesus flipped the script. He said, yeah, okay, I see what you're trying to do. And he put the word back on him. So he finished his 40 days and the devil left for a season. And Jesus went to town with the anointing of the Lord on him. And he went into the synagogue. And he took a book, the book of Isaiah, as was a custom for somebody to read. Because everybody didn't have a Bible in their home. It was a manuscript. Everybody couldn't afford it, number one. Number two, everybody couldn't read. Lord, have mercy. So he picked up the book and began to read. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. See, he went into the wilderness after he went down in the water, came up in the Holy Ghost, and the word came out. That's when he was led into the wilderness. He went through that, and the temptation of the devil, he came out fortified. Some of us need to be fortified when we go to battle. He was fortified with the anointing of the Lord. He fasted. I'm not saying go and fast 40 days. Hallelujah. But the anointing of the Lord, and then he walked boldly up there and took the book of Isaiah. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has the anointing to preach the gospel to the poor. Poor. Was everybody that needed something. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, financial. They needed something. In the book of Isaiah 61, it says the meek. Say this, they needed something. Somebody needed something. They didn't have everything they needed. Then he went on to say, he has sent me to heal the broken heart. The greatest problem in the whole world is the broken heart. Brokenness. Broken because of family, because of your job, because of your church, because of the community, because of us. Stop! That's the first thing he mentioned. That after the broken heart, that's your heart, getting your heart right. What's the next thing he says in that same scripture? 4:18. Then 4:18. Can we heal the brokenhearted? Minister Jerry.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Here. The next part of that scripture. After brokenhearted.
Can I get it back?
Oh, you got to get it back. Read that again. There you go. Stay with me. Go ahead and read that.
And he closed the book.
No. Read it again. No. Go back up there. After brokenhearted.
After brokenhearted. To preach deliverance to the captive.
Okay, stop there. See, broken heart, your heart's broken. Then there's some folk who captive by some hurtful, hindering power, some kind of heaven, some kind of a situation they're in. They're captive. Seems like they can't get out of it. God wants to heal you everywhere you are. Tell my neighbor, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. So here are two things. The broken heart. Sometimes folks get broken heart 2-3 times. Boy, that heart is all over the floor. It's all broken pieces. Because it's a broken heart, family broken, children broken heart, the husband broken heart, a cousin broken heart, the piece of broken heart, it's just all over the place. Then you have people who are captive. They can't get out of their mess. They try. It seems like they can't get out the door. You know, can I be transparent?
Yes.
I was in a mess one time. And see, like, I couldn't get out of it. Because I thought, if I get out of this, people will not survive if I left. This was like, maybe, I guess about 45 years ago, I don't know. But I was in my backslidden situation, okay? Can I be real with y'all?
Yes.
In my backslidden situation, and God said, Pastor, you know, you were raised this way. Get this desert. But I thought they couldn't make it without, you might say, look. And one day, I just cried out to the Lord. I said, Lord, help me. The very next day, I was out of this situation.
Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah. Because God doesn't want you to be captured by anything but his word and his will. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
God wants you to be held up and tied up and all completely guarded with his word, with his blessings, with his favor, with all of that. We are tied up and that folk that was for a season. Season over, we still holding on to him. And we wonder why our ship is sinking. When God says go, you get to stepping. Pack your bags and get to stepping. Hallelujah. I was in a relationship one time. I laugh sometimes when I think about it. This is back in the 60s, but you know I'm slightly old. When I went into the relationship, I was making $20,000 a year. And that's good money. Back then, that's probably about $70,000 today. That's back in the 60s. When I finished with this relationship, I had a new job and I was on welfare. You can do bad by yourself. When the word of God says get the stepping, what you waiting for? He wants to heal you everywhere in your head, from the top of your head to the toes of your feet. He wants you to be prosperous. He wants you to be prosperous spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, that's relationship-wise, and financially. If you don't know a situation, well, that ain't going on. You gonna ask God directly, Lord. And you're gonna see suddenly before your eyes, you'll see a green light. That means, what does that mean? Go. Is that what that means?
Yeah, go.
Oh, hallelujah. It is important for you to stay in tune with God. The teacher talked about prayer. That's the first thing you do. Some people say, but I guess the only thing I can do is pray. No, the first thing you need to do is pray. Get the guidance of the Lord. Because you might know what he in your corner. Somebody, you stay hooked up with those scriptures. Get to the next step and don't go yet. Somebody go to Jeremiah 29 and 11 and 12. Somebody get there, woman, real quick. Jeremiah 29, verse 11 and 12. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, go ahead and read that.
For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end.
Okay, read 12.
Then shall you call upon me.
You'll
go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you.
You heard? God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. He's not trying to do bad to you. He's trying to do good, y'all. Mm-hmm. And what?
Nobody feels what you feel. Nobody see what you see. God!
He wants to heal you everywhere you're hurt. Not a few places. You know how we used to go take our car to the dealer and get what is it called, an overhaul? A big tune-up or whatever they call it. God wants to heal you. He wants to give you the big tune-up everywhere you're hurt. The little things, the big things. You know what? Sister, your big toe was hurt the other day. Is that right? Somebody say yes.
Yes.
It was? God is concerned about your big toe. Do you understand the words that's coming out of my mouth?
Yes.
Start trying to put yourself on an island by yourself. Nobody cares. Nobody knows the trouble I see. Nobody. Oh, you're going to sing a song about that I used to sing. Bring that way. Lonely guitar, is there anyone who loves me? Lonely guitar, is there anyone who cares? Maybe sometime they say, don't say that. I don't say, groom, despair, and agony on me. Groom, despair, and agony on me. If it wasn't for bad luck, I have no luck. No. Y'all got to. Y'all got to stop that. We talked about positive self-talk and self-seeing. Now, sing some good songs. I is a millionaire. What would you like to say? I am a millionaire, I am broke, or I is a millionaire?
I am a millionaire.
I want you to understand that God wants the best for you, y'all. He wants to heal you everywhere you're hurt. Some of you got pocketbooks. You got more money at the end of the morning, your pocketbook is shot and shot and shot. That's your pocketbook. He wants to bless you there too. He goes, we said at St. Luke 4:18. Now after the captive, what was next?
Deliverance
to the captives. Okay, then next.
To preach deliverance
to the captives,
and the recovering the sight
to
the blind.
The physical prosperity. Now, here's something. I'm going to tell you this. And I'm going to preach the rest of this on Wednesday. But I'm going to tell you this. There's something that God does is for a reason. Things happen so things can happen. I want you to know this. I could never be the preacher that I am today, whether that's good or bad. It had not been for 2008 when my sight made a stage right or stage left. And he said, well, don't you want to be healed? I don't know. I've got to think about that because since then, I've written two books. I had them published. I'm working on a third and fourth book now. I didn't know if I would have done that. You understand what I'm saying? You have to be led of the Spirit. And that's what I've been led of for the last, since 2008. I've been led of the Spirit dealing with this walk that I'm walking. And I know, was it Paul or was it Peter? I'm not sure. Y'all can, y'all Bible scholars let me know. Which one said they had a thorn in their flesh?
Paul.
And God just take it away?
Nope.
Well, because he wanted to make sure folks knew that it was him. That's just like Gideon. He had 33,000 men and had to face the enemy. And God said, you got too many.
And so he whittled it down to 22. So, if y'all scared, you don't want to go to Bible, leave it. It went down to 32. Well, anyway, I don't know what's going on with this song here. But anyway, the bottom line is that God said you still have 2 minutes. Because, see, you have a battle, and you win, you're going to say, because I had all these men. So he whittled it down to 300 men. Okay, to tens of thousands of men. Now, you 300 men, and you're facing tens of thousands, 20,000, maybe 30,000 warriors, and you win. You know it's God.
Yeah.
Ain't no doubt about it. You know it's God. And so some things in your life are going to remain not as a reminder of disobedience or anything like that, but it's to glorify God, to show God's movement in your life. Remember I told you that many years ago, I only had one message. I asked God, I said, Lord, look here. I need to give me, can you give me another message? And for the last 2 weeks, it seems like I got a message every day. Lord, have mercy, glory to God. I'm afraid to say, glory up, God, because I don't want to be out of his will. So I said, thank you. I receive it in Jesus' name and go on.
Amen.
But God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt y'all. I want you to understand that somebody in here right now, the guy bad report from the doctor, but the doctor is a doctor. But see, we know the doctor.
Yes.
His missus are J.C. And I don't need Jerry Cleveland either. But JC got JC in him.
Yeah.
And the doctor said, well, look here, it doesn't seem like we can do anything about this situation. Let God be true and the devil be a liar.
Yeah.
You got to, y'all got to learn how to speak to yourself. The decree and declare. So when someone says, well, you got diabetes, no, that's my diagnosis. But with his faith, I'm healed. You can tell him that. But with his faith, say, what do you mean with his faith? With Jesus' stripes, I am healed.
Yeah.
Now, someone would say, well, we think you have cancer. No, that's your diagnosis.
Yeah.
My diagnosis is that I'm free of disease. I'm healed, whole, and delivered. Hallelujah. Because my God says, beloved, I wish above all things, like our Lord prosper and be in health, even as my soul prosper. I want to heal you everywhere you hurt. I want you to tell a neighbor, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
God
wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. And that's the message for this week.
Amen.
Somebody coming to you. Oh, Lord. The cat died. The dog ran away from home. My husband took the wallpaper off the wall and took the ice cream out of the refrigerator. Hallelujah. God wants to heal you. Here's the way you hurt. Young man, young woman, boy or girl. I know it don't feel good sometimes. Pain doesn't feel good. But you apply God to your pain. And you still soon forget your pain. You don't believe me. You ask this one lady in Baltimore. She gave birth to 21 children. The same man, 21 children. Now, I'm going to tell you, if she remembered the pain, she would have given birth to just one.
Okay.
I met one of the children one day when I was working 2 full-time jobs and driving her home. I was Don Kevin on my second job, and I talked to y'all of UNT. That's also because all 21 have finished college. To get one or two finishing colleges in something, but get 21 finishing college, nobody shall call it a woman. See, God healed them everywhere they heard. Glory to Jesus. I can imagine some people have two children, at 3 and 4, some had 8, and they went through. Can you imagine going to have a 21 and what you went through? But God was the center of their lives. You make God the center of your life and understand that he's on your side. Understand that he wants to heal you everywhere you're hurt. And then you automatically, when stuff comes, you automatically say, Father God. In other words, you go into prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I got to stop here because we passed the time. And I usually am supposed to be a preacher of 15 minutes or 20 minutes, and I think I passed that today. Hallelujah. And I've only, how many scriptures did I use? One? Two? Two, because the last one and the first one. Jesus. And I haven't gotten through the first one yet. Oh, Lord. Yeah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the message. That you want to heal us everywhere we live. We receive that message from you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Jeremiah 29, 11, and 12, Lord. We understand that you really want to heal us everywhere we live. So we receive it in Jesus' name. We go to you first. We go to you first, Lord. And we thank you. And we praise your name. And in Jesus' name. Let the church say amen.
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 God bless you all. Hallelujah. Is Prophet Cynthia here?
Yes.
Prophet Cynthia, can you give a call to discipleship for me? I think to put you on the spot. Is that all right? Because I can get somebody else now. I can get Sister Angie or Mother Harris to do it.
That I would jump right on, and I jumped right on it,
And then it dawned on me that that was just a trick to keep me from stepping out here today and go to church. So I wasn't going to pay attention to it, but the Lord knows I'm like an individual with a bone, so I was going to check it out anyway. He gave me the answer immediately. I still got dressed. I got out. I attended the service I needed to attend first, and I say needed because I wanted to catch up with someone to share some news with them. And the usher is walking me down to find me a seat. When I walk past a certain set of seats, I tap the usher and say, excuse me, but I really need to sit over here. Just as I'm about to sit down, the individual I was looking for turned around and went, oh, my God, this is the first time I hadn't seen you in years. So here again, when the Lord is telling you to step out, okay, you can reason and rationalize all you want. What you need to do is pay attention. Step out, okay, and then watch the blessings, because having left out early this morning, finally got me an opportunity to get over here and fellowship with you good people and meet the Spirit finally.
So, amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. You're welcome anytime. Hallelujah. We thank God. We're going to deal with the ministry of giving. The seed you sow is the crop you grow.
Amen.
If somebody's looking for a financial blessing, I suggest you sow some seed. If someone is looking for any other kind of blessing, I suggest you sow some seed and then name your blessing. Name your prayer request. Put it on the envelope. Because these envelopes get prayed over, and God has been moving mightily in the lives of people in this congregation that come here or sow into the kingdom. We have several people who sow into this church and never stepped foot in this building. So we thank God for that. They see what we're doing and they praise God for what we are doing. We thank God for that. Now, I'm going to turn this over to a deacon. Do you want me to do anything? Are you passing the...
Yeah, I'm waiting for some people to finish their...
Okay.
And I'm
going to
get the one from the kids.
Okay, go ahead. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to, I think there's a music that I want to play if I can get it here. Yeah. Hallelujah. Let's see. Let's see if we can find it somewhere. That's not it. Let's see if we can find it here. That's not it. I'm looking at, I'm trying to see colors and pictures. You see, I'm looking for saved. That's not it. A saved. Saved. Oh, 100%. Okay. Nope. Praise God. Oh, say Siri. Play Save 100%.
Somebody call
Accepted me and showed me that day. And I always want to say, I want to thank God for just having his angels watching over me when I take the children to school and bringing me back home, and then take the other kids also and getting them back home safe. And I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning and getting me here on time and getting me here safe.
Yeah,
this is the
guitar center.
I don't know.
that
that
they recommended last time I was there.
The very, very first one you had before we bought this four.
Oh.